MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today, Friday, April 21, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Some sun today, highs near 60, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 101 p.m. Raleigh firefighters battled an early morning fire today at a home on Railroad Avenue. One person was taken to the hospital, according to WCVB-TV. The Coast Guard has recovered three unresponsive people from an overturned 17-foot fishing boat off Cape Ann. According to WFXT-TV, the men left Hampton Harbor in New Hampshire from a boat launch site. One additional man is still missing. In Danvers, the Select Board is now frowning on the idea of having a new trash fee imposed on residents to pay for a funding shortfall for the school committee. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that there was a planned article to go before town meeting regarding the trash fee. The Finance Committee has meetings scheduled for next week to review all the articles to go before town meeting. In our continuing coverage of the Salem mayoral race, we feature a comment today from candidate Neil Harrington and his concerns about a current parking policy in the city.
In the last year or so, for reasons that I don't quite understand, the city adopted ordinances for paid parking on Sunday afternoons in the downtown. Now, I've lived in Salem my entire life, and there has, to the best of my recollection, never been paid parking on Sunday afternoons in downtown. Now, if you go downtown, it's you have to pay to park between noon and 6 p.m. I just think that's wrong. I think it's somewhat of a slap in the face to local residents who for many years have been used to going downtown on a Sunday to go to a restaurant or perhaps do some shopping or visit people they know that lives downtown. And now they've got to feed meters or you know, pay with the app. I just don't think that's right. I think the amount of money generated doesn't justify that change in policy. So I think we should go back to free parking on Sunday afternoons downtown.
That's Salem mayoral candidate Neil Harrington. We'll continue to feature the candidates in next week's North Shore Today programs. The Daily Item is reporting that the Peabody Police Department's Citizens Police Academy had a special guest drop in for its 15th session Wednesday evening. Essex County District Attorney Paul Tucker, a longtime police officer who regaled those in attendance with stories from his policing career and an explanation of his new post. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox wrapped up their series with the Twins yesterday afternoon with an 11-5 win. They open up a series tonight in Milwaukee at 8:10. The Bruins play Game 3 of their playoff series with the Panthers tonight in Florida. That series is tied at a game apiece. And the Celtics are up 2-0, but resuming their series in Atlanta tonight. The Daily Item of Lynn held their winter All-Star event at the Lynn Museum last night. Some of the coaches of the year honored were Marblehead Susan Girton, girls swimming, Linfield's Jeff Boyd, boys swimming, Lynn Tech's James Runner, girls track, girls hockey, Michelle Roach from the PLNR team, that's the Peabody Linfield North Reading co-op team, St. John's Prep Boys Hockey, Christian Hansen, Prep's Manny Costa Wrestling, girls basketball, Classical's Tom Sawyer, and Lintech's Corey Bingham as boys basketball coach of the year. High school baseball yesterday, Hamilton won in baseball, now 4-0 after a 14-6 win over Manchester Essex. Bishop Fenwick shut out St. Joseph 17-0. This is Fenwick coach Matt Antonelli.
Really good offensive performance by pretty much everyone up and down the lineup. Was able to get everybody into the game. Even Mikey Geisler got an at-bat there, first of his career. So great job by him. But really good approaches at the plate, a lot of hard hit balls, good base running. Defensively played really well. Also, John Horgan got the start for us, gave up no runs, really good job pounding the zone. And then Cormac Heaney came into the game, got his first varsity appearance as well, and shut the door for us. So overall, really, really good game. We're back at it again tomorrow morning. So quick turnaround, playing Manchester Essex at 11 a.m. at home. So we'll get ready for that game.
Bishop Fenwick baseball coach Matt Antonelli speaking yesterday. Masconomet boys lacrosse. Well, they've won some games this year and lost some games this year, but they are keeping it positive. This is Coach Chris Roach.
Part of our team culture, like on the positivity piece, part of our team culture is positive vibes only. So our boys have been awesome with that throughout the season, where, you know, even those games that don't go our way, overtime losses or, you know, some other losses that we're not too happy with, you know, the boys keep it positive afterwards, and we figure out what went wrong and then how we can fix it moving forward. So we don't dwell on the past or, you know, beat each other up about who made mistakes or anything like that. It's always a collective team effort. You know, you win as a team, lose as a team. So, the guys have maintained high spirits throughout the season. We know we've been in some battles, and we've just continued to get better as the season has gone. I think like our game against Lexington from a few days ago was a good barometer for us, where, you know, just kind of seeing where we're at early in the season compared to that game, you know, really strong opponent, and we went to overtime against them. So I think combining that Lexington overtime effort with the big win, you know, the high scoring output against Salem, hopefully gets us going in the right direction here moving forward.
Masco boys lacrosse coach Chris Roach with a great message for the weekend ahead, keeping it positive. That is sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire.